Welcome to HockeyWiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about how NHL teams look after NHL free agency. In this podcast, I'll be talking about each NHL's team's farm system, the top 50 prospects, and how the roster looks like after the initial rush of free agent signings. Here are the NHL's best farm system rankings from best to worst. Number 1, Buffalo Sabres. Number 2, Philadelphia Flyers. Number 3, Columbus Blue Jackets. Number 4, Chicago Blackhawks. Number 5, Minnesota Wild. Number 6, Anaheim Ducks. Number 7, Detroit Red Wings. Number 8, New Jersey Devils. Number 9, Arizona Coyotes. Number 10, Washington Capitals. Number 11, Montreal Canadiens. Number 12, San Jose Sharks. Number 13, Winnipeg Jets. Number 14, Dallas Stars. Number 15, Nashville Predators. Number 16, Calgary Flames. Number 17, Los Angeles Kings. Number 18, Carolina Hurricanes. Number 19, Seattle Kraken. Number 20, New York Rangers. Number 21, Ottawa Senators. Number 22, Toronto Maple Leafs. Number 23, St. Louis Blues. Number 24, Edmonton Oilers. Number 25, Vegas Golden Knights. Number 26, Vancouver Canucks. Number 27, Florida Panthers. Number 28, Colorado Avalanche. Number 29, Pittsburgh Penguins. Number 30, Tampa Bay Lightning. Number 31, New York Islanders. And number 30, Boston Bruins. Here are my top 50 NHL prospects. Number 1, Connor Bedard. Number 2, Matvei Michkov. Number 3, Adam Fantilli. Number 4, Leo Carlson. Number 5, Luke Hughes. Number 6, Simon Edvinson. Number 7, David Yurichich. Number 8, Logan Cooley. Number 9, Simon Nimich. Number 10, Cutter Gauthier. Number 11, Will Smith. Number 12, David Reinbacher. Number 13, Brant Clark. Number 14, William Eklund. Number 15, Alexander Holtz. Number 16, Lucas Reichel. Number 17, Marco Kasper. Number 18, Joachim Kemmel. Number 19, Logan Stankoven. Number 20, Owen Zellweger. Number 21, Pavel Minchukov. Number 22, Danilo Yurov. Number 23, Ryan Leonard. Number 24, Zach Benson. Number 25, Kirill Marchenko. Number 26, Nathan Gaucher. Number 27, Yuri Kulich. Number 28, Marco Rossi. Number 29, William Wallinder. Number 30, Matthew Savoy. Number 31, Matthew Coronado. Number 32, Brock Faber. Number 33, Jacob Pelletier. Number 34, Luke Evangelista. Number 35, Bobby Brink. Number 36, Fabian Lysell. Number 37, Alexander Nikishin. Number 38, Philip Broberg. Number 39, Brennan Othman. Number 40, Lane Hudson. Number 41, Dalibor Dvorsky. Number 42, Nate Danielson. Number 43, Matthew Wood. Number 44, Colby Barlow. Number 45, Oliver Moore. Number 46, Axel Sandin Palicka. Number 47, Samuel Hanzik. Number 48, Edward Schala. Number 49, Brendan Yeager. And number 50, Gabe Perreault. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Here's how NHL teams look like after the initial rush of free agent signings. Barring any trades, the goalies for the Anaheim Ducks should be John Gibson and Lucas Dostal. Their top four will be Cam Fowler, Jamie Drysdale, Owen Zellweger, and Rocco Gudas. But their bottom pair is to be determined, as there could be a couple camp surprises, or they could sign someone else in free agency to fill out the depth. As far as their top six goes, the top line consists of Trevor Zegras and Troy Terry, with Adam Henrique on the left wing. The second line has Mason McTavish centering Alex Killorn, who signed with them in free agency, and Ryan Strome on the right wing. The third line has Isaac Lindstrom centering Frank Vatrano and Jacob Silverberg, which is a really solid third line. The fourth line is pretty solid. It consists of Sam Carrick with Max Jones on the right and Brock McGinn on the left. The Anaheim Ducks still need to lock up Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry, and Jamie Drysdale, three key players of their core. Lucas Dostal is also an RFA and needs a new contract. If there were any needs to address in free agency, I guess it would be to sign some depth defensemen to fill out that third pair, unless they have internal solutions at camp. The goalies for the Arizona Coyotes this season will be Karel Vechmelka and Connor Ingram. That should stay the same. Their defense consists of JJ Moser, Victor Soderstrom, Juuso Välimäki, Troy Stetcher, Sean Durzi, and Josh Brown. This is a decent defense, but nothing that blows you away. Their top line as of right now consists of Barrett Hayton, Clayton Keller, and Nick Schmaltz, although there are rumors that Clayton Keller is asking for a trade, so it remains to be seen if Keller will be on the team come the start of the season. The second line consists of Travis Boyd centering Alex Kerfoot and Jason Zucker, two newly signed free agents. The Coyotes brought back Nick Bjugstad to center the third line with Matthias Michelli and Lawson Kraus. The fourth line has Jack McBain centering Dylan Gunther and Liam O'Brien. Having Dylan Gunther on the fourth line is a waste. They have to either find a way to move Nick Schmaltz to get Dylan Gunther more playing time, or they could try to find a way to move Lawson Kraus. Either way is fine. Arizona still needs to re-sign Matthias Michelli and Jack McBain, but that should be no problem as they have tons of cap space left, with over $16 million left to spend. The Boston Bruins will have the same goaltending tandem as they did last year, barring any trades, with Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman. Although there are rumors that they are trying to shop Linus Ullmark in order to free up some cap space. Their top four consists of Matt Grizzlick, Charlie McAvoy, Hampus Lindholm, and Brandon Carlo. They brought in Kevin Shattenkirk in free agency to pair alongside Derek Forbert on the third pair. That rounds out their defense very nicely. If Patrice Bergeron does not return, the first line will consist of Pavel Zaka centering Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak, Charlie Coyle centering the second line with James Van Riemsdyk on his left and Jake DeBrusque on his right. The third line is Morgan Geekie centering AJ Greer and Trent Frederick. The fourth line consists of Patrick Brown centering Milan Lucic and Oscar Steen. This depth chart is a far cry from what the team was last year after trading away Taylor Hall and losing Tyler Bertuzzi in free agency, and obviously without Patrice Bergeron and David Krejci either. If Patrice Bergeron does not return, the Bruins could be in for a long season. Boston still needs to re-sign Jeremy Swayman, Trent Frederick, and Ian Mitchell, three of their RFAs. They should have no issue re-signing Frederick or Ian Mitchell, but Jeremy Swayman is the tough one. The Buffalo Sabres should have a three-man rotation this year with Devon Levi, Eric Comrie, and UPL. This should be a formidable three-goalie combo. The Sabres' top four consist of Rasmus Dahlin, Matthias Samuelsson, Owen Power, and Connor Clifton, who they brought in free agency. The Sabres also signed Eric Johnson, a reliable veteran defenseman, to pair with Ilya Labushkin to round out their defense. The Sabres' first line consists of Tage Thompson centering Alex Tuch on the right and Jeff Skinner on the left. The second line consists of Dylan Cousins centering Victor Olofsson on the right and JJ Paterka on the left. The third line consists of Casey Mittelstedt centering Casey Rusuk on the right and Jordan Greenway on the left. The fourth line consists of Peyton Krebs centering Semgus Gergensens on the left and Kyle Oposo on the right. The Sabres don't have any RFAs left to sign. However, they could benefit from adding a veteran right winger in free agency. The Calgary Flames could be very different from what they were last season. They already moved off Tyler Toffoli, and there are rumors that they are trying to shop away Elias Lindholm, Noah Hanifin, and Mikael Backlund. As of right now, their goalies will be Jacob Markstrom and Daniel Vladar. That should not change, as Jacob Markstrom's contract is virtually unmovable. As I said in the opening, Noah Hanifin is rumored to be on the trade block, so he may not be part of the team come the beginning of the season. If Hanifin is moved, Mackenzie Weegar should move up and pair with Rasmus Anderson on the first pair. They still have Chris Tanev, who's a reliable top four defenseman, but in the event that they trade Hanifin, they need to get a top four defenseman back. The third pair has Jordan Oesterle paired with Nikita Zadorov, a solid third pair, but nothing special. Elias Lindholm is the major name on the trade block right now for the Calgary Flames, as he's 1 year away from UFA status. They need to get what they can for him now before he bolts in free agency. Should the Calgary Flames move Elias Lindholm, I expect the Calgary Flames to go through a youth movement and start using more of their younger players, such as Connor Zary and Matthew Coronato. As of right now, the only line that should be the same come the beginning of the season is the line with Nazem Kadri, Jonathan Huberdeau, and Jacob Pelletier. Other than that, all the other lines are subject to change. The Carolina Hurricanes look like they are loading up for yet another playoff run and should be one of the early favorites to win it all. They brought back two of their goalies from last year in Frederick Anderson and Antti Raanta. They should make a solid three-goalie combo alongside Peter Kochakov. Bearing any changes, top pair should be Jacob Slavin and Brent Burns. This pair did wonders for them last year. They did bring in Dmitry Orlov in free agency. He should be able to step up in the top four role in the event that they have to trade Brett Pesce or Brady Shea, as both of them are due for UFA status next year. If they are forced to move one of them, they are confident that Dylan Coghlan can step in and play a prominent role in the defense. The first line of Carolina consists of Sebastian Aho centering Teuvo Teravainen and Seth Jarvis. The second line consists of Jesperi Kotkaniemi centering Martin Natchez on the right and Andrei Sveshnikov on the left. The third line consists of Jordan Staal centering Michael Bunting on the left and Jesper Fast on the right. Jack Drury is rumored to be on the trade block right now, but as of right now, he is listed as their fourth line center with Jordan Martinuk on the left and Stefan Nason on the right. Moving forward, I could see Carolina move either Brady Shea or Brett Pesce in trade packages because I can't see them going into the season with two pending UFAs unsigned. They also have Sebastian Aho and Teuvo Teravainen both heading for UFA next season, but I do expect Sebastian Aho to get locked up. I'm not sure about Teravainen though. Don't sleep on the Chicago Blackhawks. They could do some damage in that central division with the young talent they have at their disposal. Now, their defense and their goaltending could be a weakness, but their goalies could surprise some people. Peter Mrazek and Arvid Soderblom are listed as their number one and number two goalies, with Jason Staber as their number three. You can expect to see all three of these goalies during the season. If no rookies make the team, Chicago's defense really consists of Seth Jones, Connor Murphy, all right D heavy. The left D consists of Philip Rose, Jared Tenorti, and Wyatt Kaiser, which is not very good. Their first line center is the newly drafted Connor Bedard, who has all the makings of a franchise superstar. They also brought in Taylor Hall in a trade with the Bruins, and he's flanked on the right side by Lucas Reichel, another top prospect in his own right. Tyler Johnson is listed as the second line center, although it remains to be seen how many games he plays this season. On his left is Andreas Athanasiou, and on his right is Taylor Radish. The third line consists of Jason Dickinson, centering Colin Blackwell on the right and Philip Kurashev on the left. The fourth line is actually really good. It consists of Ryan Donato, centering Corey Perry on the right and Nick Foligno on the left. I expect there to be some surprises in camp and some young players to make the team, so this depth chart could be different come the beginning of the season. After a disappointing season last year, the Colorado Avalanche are loading up for yet another postseason run. Their goalies should be the same as last year, Alexander Georgiev and Pavel Francouz. Their top four is unchanged. It consists of Cale Makar, Devon Taves, Bowen Byram, and Josh Manson. Sam Girard is dropped to the third pair with Jack Johnson. This is a really good defense, and it's arguably the best decor in the NHL. Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen are going to be the heavy lifters on offense. They are joined by Jonathan Drouin on the left wing, and the Avs are hoping that his connection with MacKinnon and Juniors picks off where it left off. For the second line, the Avs brought in Ryan Johansson in a trade from Nashville, and he is flanked by Arturi Lehkonen on the left and Valeri Nichushkin on the right. The third line looks vastly different from last year. They acquired Ross Colton in a trade from Tampa Bay and signed Miles Wood to a long-term contract. Joining them on that line is Logan O'Connor, a really solid two-way player. The fourth line for the Avalanche shouldn't see much playing time, but with such a loaded top nine, the Avalanche should be good. Ross Colton is an RFA and needs a new contract for the start of the year. It should be noted that Gabriel Landeskog will be on long-term IR for the entire 23-24 season, so they are allowed over $7 million over the cap to spend. In a very tough Metropolitan Division, the Columbus Blue Jackets were forced to get good very fast. And did they ever improve? Their goalies heading into next season are Elvis Merzlikins and Daniil Tarasov. Merzlikins is coming off a career-worst season. They hope that he can bounce back. Daniil Tarasov showed some potential last season. He looks to have a bright future. Their top four defense consists of two newly acquired defensemen, and Damon Severson and Ivan Provorov. Severson in a sign-in trade with New Jersey, and Ivan Provorov in a trade with Philadelphia. Severson will be paired with Zach Werenski on the first pair, and Provorov will be paired with Andrew Peak on the second pair. This leaves Adam Boqvist to be paired with Eric Gudbranson on the third pair. As of right now, Boone Jenner is listed as the first line center, with Johnny Gaudreau on his left and Patrick Laine on his right. Third overall draft pick, Adam Fantilli, centers the second line with Kent Johnson on his left and Kirill Marchenko on his right. This line could be the key to the Blue Jackets' offense this year. If this line can step up their play, they could be a threat. If they disappoint, Columbus will have a subpar year. The third line consists of Cole Sillinger centering Emil Bäckström and Jack Roslovic. Sean Corrali centers the fourth line with Eric Robinson on his left and Matthew Oliver on his right. It should be noted that Justin Danforth and Jake Bean are listed on IR, so it remains to be seen how these two fit into the lineup. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. After losing in the conference finals last year, the Dallas Stars hope to make it further in the playoffs this year. Their goalies will consist of Jake Oninger and Scott Wedgwood, although Jake Oninger should be the workhorse goalie in net. Their defense is virtually the same. It consists of Miro Heiskanen with Ryan Suter on the top pair, Thomas Harley with Johnny Hockenpah on the second pair, and Issa Lundell with Nils Lundqvist on the third pair. To make up for a weak defense, the Stars have to have a great offense, and do they ever. They are led by a dynamic first line consisting of Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson, and Joe Pavelski, followed by a second line which is centered by Wyatt Johnson, flanked by Jamie Benn on the left and Evgeny Dadonov on the right. Tyler Seguin gets dropped to the third line and is flanked by Mason Marchment on the left and the newly acquired free agent Matt Duchene on the right. Radek Foxa centers the fourth line with Sam Steele on the left and Ty Dellandrea on the right. The Stars still need to re-sign Ty Dellandrea as he is an RFA. Looking at the Dallas Stars roster, they look pretty solid heading into the season. The Detroit Red Wings had plenty to spend heading into this offseason, and did they ever. They brought in James Reimer on a one-year deal to back up Ville Husso. Husso and Reimer should be a formidable tandem in net. On defense, their first pair should be unchanged from last season. It consists of Jake Walman and Morin Sider. Their second pair is completely changed. They brought in Shane Gostisbehere and Justin Hall in free agency. Then for the third pair, they'll have Olli Maatta and Ben Sherratt. Fans have been criticizing Steve Yzerman, but the depth chart looks pretty good. The first line consists of Dylan Larkin centering Lucas Raymond and Dominic Kubalik. The second line consists of JT Compher centering David Perron on his right and Jonathan Bergeron on his left. Andrew Kopp centers the third line with Robbie Fabry on his left and Daniel Sprong on his right. Michael Rasmussen centers the fourth line with Christian Fischer and Klim Kostin, two newly acquired players. Joe Valeno is an RFA and needs a new contract. I could see Joe Valeno slotting in on the third or fourth line in case of injuries. If there's anything that the Red Wings need, it's a second line left winger, and you better believe that Steve Yzerman has something in plan. With 13.5 mil in cap space left, the Edmonton Oilers are one of the teams that don't have many changes, but they do have some. The goalies are virtually unchanged. Stuart Skinner and Jack Campbell are still the goalies. They should be a solid tandem in net. Their defense is exactly the same as last year. The first pair is Darnell Nurse with Cody Ceci. Second pair is Matthias Ekholm with Evan Bouchard. The third pair is Brett Kulak with Vincent Desharnais. And Philip Broberg should slot in some games. The first line is obviously centered by Connor McDavid. He is flanked by Zach Hyman on his left and newly signed free agent Connor Brown on his right. Leon Draisaitl centers the second line with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins on his left and Evander Kane on his right. Ryan McLeod centers the third line with Matthias Janmark on his left and Warren Fogle on his right. Lane Peterson was signed to play fourth line center. He is flanked by Dylan Holloway on his left and Derek Ryan on his right. The Oilers obviously could use some upgrades, but the issue is that they only have around $5.6 million in cap space, and they still need to sign Evan Bouchard and Ryan McLeod, so they will need to be creative to free up some cap space. After losing in the Stanley Cup Finals last year, the Panthers hope to make it back next year. The number one goalie will still be Sergei Bobrovsky, with Anthony Stolarz being the number two, and Spencer Knight working his way back from the NHLPA Player Assistance Program. The Panthers signed a bunch of defensemen in free agency, including Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Dmitry Kulikov, Nico Mikkola, and Mike Riley. You know that Forsling, Ekblad, and Montour should be their top three, so it remains to be seen how the depth fills out and where all these four defensemen that are newly So it remains to be seen how the newly signed defensemen fit in with Florida. The first line consists of Alexander Barkov centering Sam Reinhart on his right and Evan Rodriguez on his left. who they signed in free agency. The second line consists of Sam Bennett centering Matthew Tkachuk on his right and Carter Verhaeghe on his left. Anton Lundell centers the third line with Eetulis Turanen on his left and Grigori Denisenko on his right. Steven Lorenz centers the third line with Nick Cousins on his right and Dylan Lomberg on his left. Looking ahead, both Brandon Montour and Gustav Forsling are UFAs. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Mike Riley, and Dmitry Kulikov all signed one-year deals, and Sam Reinhart is also UFA next year. So this year will be very important. The Los Angeles Kings are heading into this season with a vastly improved roster. However, their goaltending could be their Achilles heel. They still have Phoenix Copley, and they brought in Cam Talbot to back him up. They also signed David Rittich. There's nothing special about these three goalies, and the defense is going to have to play very well in front of them if they want to win in the Pacific Division. The top four defense remains the same for LA. It consists of Drew Doughty, Mikey Anderson, Vladislav Gavrikov, and Matt Roy. The third pair is where the changes occur. Brandt Clark and Tobias Bjornfot are slotted in as the third pair. These are two highly hyped prospects that have bright futures. The Kings have to be very careful in how they handle them and not overexpose them. The first line for LA is centered by Anze Kopitar. He is flanked by Adrian Kempe on his right and Quinton Byfield on his left. The second line is centered by Pierre-Luc Dubois, who they acquired in a sign-and-trade. He is flanked by Kevin Fiala on his left and Arthur Kaliev on his right. Philip Deneau is joined by his longtime wingers Victor Arvidsson and Trevor Moore on the third line. The fourth line is centered by Blake Lizotte with Alex Turcotte and Carl Grundstrom on its wings. Looking ahead, Victor Arvidsson, Matt Roy, and all three goalies are UFAs, while Quinton Byfield and Arthur Kaliev are RFAs. The Minnesota Wild couldn't really do much this offseason and virtually have the same team as they did last year. Their goalies remain the same, with Filip Gustavsson expected to get more lion's share of the starts and Marc-Andre Fleury slated to be the backup. Their top four consists of Jared Spurgeon, Jacob Middleton, Jonas Brodin, and Kalen Addison. Alex Goligoski is joined by Brock Faber on the third pair. While this is a solid defense, it's not anything special. Ryan Hartman is moved back to the first line center role with Kirill Kaprizov on his left and Matt Zuccarello on his right. Joel Eriksson-Ek centers the second line with Matt Boldy on his left and Marcus Johansson on his right. Frédéric Goudreau centers the third line with Marcus Foligno on his left and Brandon Duhaime on his right. Marco Rossi centers the fourth line with Connor Duwar on his right and Patrick Maroon, who they acquired from Tampa Bay, on his left. Minnesota needs to re-sign Filip Gustavsson, Kalen Addison, and Brandon Duhaime, as they are all RFAs and need new contracts. Looking ahead, Matt Zuccarello, Marcus Foligno, and Ryan Hartman are all UFAs. The Montreal Canadiens are going to be in for a long season this year, especially playing in that Atlantic Division. They have the same goalies as last year, with Jake Allen and Samuel Montembeault. The first pair is Michael Matheson and David Savard. Second pair is Jordan Harris and Caden Gooley. Third pair is Arbor Saika. It would also not shock me if David Rombacher, the fifth overall pick in this year's draft, makes the team out of camp, at least for the first 10 games. The first line for Montreal is centered by Nick Suzuki. He is flanked by Cole Caulfield on his left and Kirby Dach on his right. Christian Dvorak centers the second line with Mike Hoffman on his left and Josh Anderson on his right. Jake Evans centers the third line with Alex Newhook on his left and Brendan Gallagher on his right. Sean Monahan centers the fourth line with Yurov Slavkovsky on his left and Joel Armia on his right. The offense for the Canadiens looks okay, but the defense and goaltending leaves much to be desired. Under the direction of new GM Barry Trotz, the Nashville Predators look to be in rebuild mode, but yet they still will be a competitive team. UC Saros will keep them competitive, and his backup Kevin Lankinen isn't bad either. Defense is the strength of this team. Their top four consists of Roman Josi, Ryan McDonough, Tyson Barry, and the newly acquired Luke Shen. The third pair is Jeremy Lauzon with Dante Fabro. This is a really solid decor that can do some damage offensively. The first line consists of Ryan O'Reilly centering Philip Forsberg and Gustav Nyquist. The second line consists of Thomas Novak centering Kiefer Sherwood and Luke Evangelista. The third line consists of Cody Glass centering Philip Tomasino and Yusso Parsonen. The fourth line is Colton Sissons with Yakov Trenin and Cole Smith. While I do not expect the Nashville Predators to make the playoffs in the Central Division, they will by no means be an easy team to play. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. Heading into this season, the New Jersey Devils have very lofty expectations. The only question mark with the Devils right now is their goaltending, which is the same as last year towards the end of the season with Vitek Vanecek and Akira Schmid. Their top pair is the same as last year with Jonas Siegenthaler and Dougie Hamilton. The second pair has Luke Hughes paired with John Marino. Kevin Ball will be on the third pair with either Brendan Smith or Colin Miller. The second overall pick in the 2022 draft, Simone Nemich, could also make the team out of camp if he really impresses, but I do not think the Devils will waste a year of his ELC unless they think he will play a prominent role on the team. The first line of the Devils is centered by Nico Hischier, their captain. He is flanked by Timo Meier on his left and Dawson Mercer on his right. The second line is flanked by Jack Hughes. The rising superstar is flanked by Jesper Bratt on his left and the newly acquired Tyler Toffoli on his right. Eric Halla, who was brought back on a 3-year deal, is flanked by Andre Palat on his left and perhaps Alexander Holtz on his right. That third line right wing role is still up for grabs. The fourth line consists of Michael McLeod, Nathan Bastian, and perhaps Curtis Lazar. But there is still a possibility that Nolan Foote could play in that fourth line left wing role. Kevin Ball is still an RFA and still needs to get re-signed. Looking ahead, Tyler Toffoli is a UFA next season, while Dawson Mercer is an RFA. Unfortunately for the New York Islanders, they are an aging team with some overpaid washed-up veterans. The only reason why they remain competitive is because of their goalie, Ilya Sorokin. They also, for some reason, decided to retain Semyon Varlamov for another 4 years, which makes little to no sense if you're going to be paying Ilya Sorokin $8.25 million for the next 8 years. The defense for the Islanders is unchanged and is the same as last year. It consists of Ryan Pulock and Adam Pellick on the first pair, Noah Dobson and Sebastian Aho on the second pair, and Scott Mayfield and Alexander Romanov on the third pair. The first line for the Islanders is centered by Bo Horvat. He is flanked by Matt Barzell on the right and Oliver Wahlstrom on his left. Brock Nelson centers the second line with Kyle Palmieri on his right and Anders Lee on his left. JG Pageau centers the third line with Pierre Engvall on his left and Hudson Fasching on his right. Casey Cizikas, Kyle Clutterbuck, and Matt Martin are one of the premier fourth lines in the league. They just know how to do their job. Oliver Wahlstrom is still an RFA and needs a new contract. Looking ahead, Kyle Clutterbuck and Matt Martin are both UFAs, and so is Sebastian Aho. By the looks of how the Rangers have been signing free agents this year, it seems like they are trying to win it all. They have one of the best goalies in the league in Igor Shesterkin. He is backed up by 3-time Stanley Cup winner Jonathan Quick. They have the same top 4 defensemen as last year, with Adam Fox, Jacob Trouba, Keandre Miller, and Ryan Lindgren. Braden Schneider is joined on the third pair by Erik Gustafsson. Mika Zibanejad centers the first line with Chris Kreider on his left and Kaapo Kakko on his right. Vincent Trocheck centers the second line with Artemi Panarin on his left and Blake Wheeler, the newly signed free agent, on his right. Filip Hedo centers the third line with Alexi Lafreniere on his left and Jimmy Vesey on his right. Nick Bonino was brought in to center the fourth line. He's flanked by Barclay Goodrow on his left and Tyler Pitlick on his right. Alexi Lafreniere and Keandre Miller still need to get re-signed as they are both RFAs. Looking ahead, Kaapo Kakko is an RFA again, as is Ryan Lindgren. Braden Schneider is also RFA and should get a hefty raise. At this point, who knows what direction the Ottawa Senators are going in. Last year, it seems like they were loading up to be a playoff team. But then this year, it seems like they are trying to sell off Alex DeBrincat and trend the other direction. So it always seems like the direction of the Senators is always changing. They did manage to stable their goalie position, bringing in Jonas Korpisalo to tandem with Anton Forsberg. They should make a formidable 1-2 punch in net. The first line should be very good. It consists of Tim Stützle centering Brady Tkachuk on his left and Claude Giroux on his right. I don't know if Alex DeBrincat will be on the team come start of the season, but for right now, Josh Norris will be centering the second line with DeBrincat on his left and Drake Batherson on his right. In the event that they trade DeBrincat, they will ask for a roster player so they can slot them in the lineup and maybe push up Ridly Greig to the second line. Shane Pinto centers the third line with Ridly Greig on his left and Matthew Joseph on his right. Mark Hastalick centers the fourth line with Parker Kelly on his left and Zach McEwen on his right. That's a very heavy fourth line and will compile a lot of penalty minutes during the season. Besides DeBrincat, the Senators also have to re-sign Shane Pinto. Looking ahead, they need to re-sign Eric Brandstrom and Jake Sanderson next year. The Philadelphia Flyers had perhaps the most interesting offseason this year. They shipped off Ivan Provorov, they traded away Kevin Hayes, and they are in the process of trying to trade away some of their other top guys, such as Travis Konechny. The biggest highlight of the Flyers offseason, perhaps, is drafting Matvei Michkov in the 2023 NHL Draft. Matvei Michkov is a generational talent that dropped to 7 because of his contract status in Russia. If Matvei Michkov can get out of his contract before he was expected to, it would be a massive steal for the Flyers. Heading into the season, Carter Hart and Cal Peterson are the goalies, although Carter Hart has been rumored to be on the trade block. The first line consists of Morgan Frost centering Owen Tippett on his right and Joel Farabee on his left. The second line consists of Sean Couturier centering Travis Konechny on his right and Scott Laughton on his left. Noah Case centers the third line with Cam Atkinson on his left and Wade Allison on his right. Ryan Poehling centers the fourth line with Nick Delarue on his left and Garnet Hathaway on his right. In the event that Sean Couturier is not able to play, Noah Cates will push up to the second line center, and Scott Laughton slots down to the third line center, pushing Cam Atkinson to the second line left wing, and one of their young wingers who impresses in camp could play a role in the lineup. Morgan Frost, Noah Cates, and Cam York are all RFAs and need new contracts. Looking ahead, Carter Hart, Wade Allison, and Owen Tippett are RFAs. The Pittsburgh Penguins are trying to do everything in their power to make another run at the Stanley Cup while Crosby still is in his prime. They still have the same goalies as last year with Tristan Jarry and Casey DeSmith. Alex Nedeljkovic was also brought in as a third goalie, which is a solid insurance policy. The Penguins brought in Ryan Graves to pair with Chris Letang on the first pair. The second pair has Jeff Petrie paired with Marcus Pedersen, and Pierre-Oliver Joseph will be paired with Jan Ruda on the third pair. This decor could look vastly different, as there are rumors that they are trying to trade for Erik Karlsson. But there are holdups, as the Penguins will need to shed some salary to be able to afford Karlsson. The first line of the Penguins is centered by Sidney Crosby, as it has been for many years. He is flanked by Jake Guentzel on his left and Rickard Rakell on his right. Evgeny Malkin centers the second line, as he has been for so many years. He's joined by Riley Smith on his left and Brian Rust on his right. Lars Eller was brought in as the third line center. He's flanked by Jeff Carter on his right and Mikael Granlund on his left. Noah Achari was brought in to be the fourth line center. He is flanked by Drew O'Connor and Matt Nieto. Looking ahead, Jake Guentzel is a UFA next season. They better lock him up before the season. The San Jose Sharks will be in for a long season, as there are rumors that they are trying to shop Erik Karlsson and Logan Couture. If they manage to trade Karlsson and Couture, they are not going to have much talent left on the roster. As of right now, their goalies are Kaapo Kekkonen and Mackenzie Blackwood, two fringe starters. Their top four consists of Erik Karlsson, Mark-Edward Vlasic, Mario Ferraro, and Matt Benning. Erik Karlsson and Mark-Edward Vlasic are two guys rumored to be moved. However, the Sharks would have to retain salaries on both of these players if they want to move them. Jake McDonald and Radim Simic are the third pair. The first line for the Sharks is Thomas Hertl centering William Eklund on his left and Fabian Zetterlund on his right. As I mentioned before, Logan Couture was rumored to be on the trade block, and you best bet the Sharks are trying to trade him to really get this youth movement underway. But for right now, he centers the second line with Alexander Barabanov on his left and Anthony Duclair on his right. Nico Sturm centers the third line with Jacob Pedersen on his left and Luke Cunningham on his right. Thomas Bortolo centers the fourth line with Oscar Lindblom on his left and Kevin LeBanc on his right. It's going to be interesting to see what the Sharks do from here on forward. Listen to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWhizTravels. The Seattle Kraken are one team that I think will really surprise some people next season, as they did this season. They have a really solid starter in Philip Grubauer. He's backed up by Chris Drager, and their third goalie is Joey Decord. They have a really good defense, actually. Their first pair consists of Vince Dunn and Adam Larson. The second D pair consists of Jamie Oleksiak and Will Borgen. Then Justin Schultz is joined by Brian Dumoulin on the third pair. Schultz and Dumoulin have some experience playing together in Pittsburgh, so they should be a solid D pair. Seattle really didn't lose anybody, and they were able to add some key forwards. They still have the same first line as last year, with Matthew Beniers centering Jordan Eberle and Jared McCann. Alexander Wennberg centers the second line, with Andrei Burakovsky on his right and Jaden Schwartz on his left. Yanni Gourde centers the third line, with Eli Tolvanen on his left and Oliver Bjorkstrand on his right. Pierre-Edward Belimar centers the fourth line, with Brandon Tanev on his left and Kyler Yamamoto on his right. Vince Dunn is an RFA and needs a new contract, but that shouldn't be an issue. Looking ahead, Jordan Eberle, Alexander Wennberg, Justin Schultz, and Chris Drager are UFAs, while Matthew Beniers and Eli Tolvanen are RFAs. The St. Louis Blues are a team that is stuck in no man's land, because they're not really good enough to make the playoffs, yet they're not bad enough to completely tank. Their goalies are going to be Jordan Binnington and Joel Hafer. If Binnington struggles this year, Joel Hafer could steal some starts from him. St. Louis has the same top four as they did last year, with Nick Leddy, Colton Parenko, Justin Falk, and Torrey Krug. Marco Scandella and Robert Bortuzzo round out their defense. The first line of the Blues is centered by Robert Thomas. He is flanked by Jordan Kyrou on his right and Pavel Buchnevich on his left. Braden Schenn centers the second line, with Brandon Saad on his left and Jacob Varana on his right. Kevin Hayes centers the third line, with Jake Neighbors on his left and Sammy Blais on his right. The fourth line has Nikita Alexandrov centering Kasperi Kapanen on his right and Alexei Torpachenko on his left. Alexei Torpachenko needs a new contract, as he is an RFA. Looking ahead to next season, Jacob Varana, Sammy Blais, and Kasperi Kapanen are UFAs, and they will finally get Marco Scandella's contract off their books next year. The Tampa Bay Lightning are a far cry from the team that won back-to-back Stanley Cups, after losing Andrei Palat, Ryan McDonough, and Alex Killorn in consecutive off-seasons. They still have the big cat Andrei Vasilevskiy in goal. He is backed up by Jonas Johansson. Because they don't really trust their backup, you can expect Andrei Vasilevskiy to play a league-high in games played. Victor Hedman still anchors the defense. He is joined by Nick Perbix on the first pair. Mikhail Sergachev and Eric Cernek make up the second pair. Newly signed free agent defenseman Calvin DeHaan joins Zach Bogosian on the third pair. The first line of the Lightning is centered by Braden Point. He is joined by Nikita Kucherov on his right and Brandon Hagel on his left. The second line of the Lightning is centered by Anthony Cirelli. He is joined by Steven Stamkos on his left and Connor Sheary on his right. Nick Paul centers the third line with Tanner Janot on his right and Michael Eastmont on his left. Luke Glendening centers the fourth line with Josh Archibald on his right and Cole Kopke on his left. They still have Brent Seabrook's long-term IR on the books, so they have a little under $3 million to spend. Tampa still needs to lock up Tanner Janot to a new contract, and because they gave up so many assets to acquire Janot at last year's trade deadline, they need to lock him up. Looking ahead to next season, Steven Stamkos is a UFA, so perhaps Steven Stamkos is working on an extension this year. Brandon Hagel is a RFA. The Toronto Maple Leafs are trying to go all in, try to win the Stanley Cup in the last year of Auston Matthews and William Nylander's contracts, unless they sign an extension. As of right now, their goalies are Ilya Samsonov and Justin Walt. They still have Matt Murray's contracts on the books, and because the Leafs need the cap space, it's not out of the possibility that they buy out Matt Murray's contract if they cannot trade him. The first pair is the same as last year. It consists of Morgan Rielly with TJ Brody. They signed John Klingberg to play on the second pair with Jake McCabe. Timothy Liljegren plays on the third pair with Mark Giordano. Auston Matthews centers the first line with Mitch Marner on his right and the newly signed free agent Tyler Bertuzzi on his left. John Tavares centers the second line with William Nylander on his right and the newly signed Max Domi on his left. David Kampf centers the third line with Kalle Yarnkrok on his right and Matthew Nyss on his left. Dylan Gambrell centers the fourth line with Ryan Reeves on his right and Sam Lafferty on his left. The Leafs still need to re-sign Ilya Samsonov as he is a RFA. Looking ahead to next season, Austin Matthews, William Nylander, Tyler Bertuzzi, and Max Domi are all UFAs. So are TJ Brody and John Klingberg. With that in mind, if the Leafs do not win the Stanley Cup next year, it could be an utter disaster for the Leafs. The Vancouver Canucks are stuck in no man's land because they are talented enough to make the playoffs, yet they still can't make the playoffs, and because of that, they aren't bad enough to completely tank. That might be the worst thing for a hockey club. The Canucks are still anchored in goal by Thatcher Demko. He is backed up by Spencer Martin. Quinn Hughes is going to be their number one defenseman this year. He is paired with Carson Soucy, who they brought in from Seattle. Ian Cole was signed away from Tampa Bay to pair with Phil Pronok on the second pair. Tyler Myers will be playing on the third pair with Christian Rolanin. Elias Pettersson centers the first line with Andre Kuzmenko on his right and Anthony Beauvillier on his left. JT Miller centers the second line with Brock Besser on his right and Ilya Mikheyev on his left. Teddy Bluger centers the third line with Connor Garland on his right and Phil DiGiuseppe on his left. Nils Amann centers the fourth line with Vasily Podkolzin on his right and Dakota Joshua on his left. Vasily Kratsov is an RFA and needs a new contract. Looking ahead to next season, Anthony Beauvillier, Teddy Bluger, Tyler Myers, Ian Cole, and Matt Irwin are UFAs. While the main concern for them is RFA Elias Pettersson, who could in reality demand up to $10 million or even more. The defending Stanley Cup champions Vegas Golden Knights will find it really difficult to repeat. They just paid Aiden Hill to bring him back to be their number one, or at least tandem with Logan Thompson. Robin Lehner figures to be on long-term IR, at least for the start of the season. They have to either offload his contract to another team, or hope that he remains out for the entire season. The top four is the same. It consists of Alex Pietrangelo, Shea Theodore, Brandon McNabb, and Alec Martinez. Zach Whitecloud is joined by Nick Clegg on the third pair. Jack Eichel centers the first line with Jonathan Marchessault on his right and Ivan Barbashev, who they paid a good amount of money to retain, on his left. Chandler Stephenson is their second line center. He's flanked by Mark Stone on his right and Brett Howden on his left. William Karlsson centers their third line with Mike Amadio on his right and Paul Cotter on his left. Nikolai Waugh centers the fourth line with Keegan Kolazar on his right and Will Carrier on his left. Brett Howden still needs to get re-signed as he is a RFA. Looking ahead to next offseason, Jonathan Marchessault, Chandler Stephenson, and Alec Martinez are all UFAs. As the Washington Capitals' core players get older, they will find it increasingly hard to make the playoffs, as there are a lot of rising young talent as younger, more prominent teams become their competition in their division. Their goalies are the same as last year with Darcy Kemper and Charlie Lindgren. The Capitals will have to hope that John Carlson is healthy the entire season. He is joined by Martin Ferravari on the first pair. Rasmus Sandin, who was acquired in a trade from Toronto, is on the second pair with Nick Jensen. Joel Edmundson was acquired in a trade from Montreal. He plays on the third pair alongside Trevor Van Riemsdyk. Evgeny Kuznetsov centers the first line with Alex Ovechkin on the left. Evgeny Kuznetsov centers the first line with Alex Ovechkin on the left and Tom Wilson on the right. Nicholas Backstrom centers the second line with Max Pacioretty on his left and TJ Oshie on his right. Dylan Strome centers the third line with Anthony Mantha on his right and Sonny Milano on his left. Nick Dowd centers the fourth line with Alexi Protas on his left and Nicholas Abe-Kubo on his right. The key for the Capitals is the health of Nicholas Backstrom. If he is healthy, they should be okay. But if he's not, the Capitals are an entirely different team. Looking ahead to next offseason, Anthony Mantha and Tom Wilson are UFAs, and so is Joel Edmundson. Rasmus Sandin is a RFA. The Winnipeg Jets are a team that might be rebuilding, as there are persistent rumors that they are trying to trade Connor Hellebuyck, who is going to be a free agent next season. For right now though, Connor Hellebuyck is slated to be the Jets' number one goalie, with Laurent Brossoit being his backup. Josh Morrissey is the Jets' number one defenseman. He is paired with Dylan DeMello. Neil Pionk plays on the second pair with Brendan Dillon. Nate Schmidt, who makes a whopping $5.9 million per year, plays on the third D pair alongside Dylan Sandberg. Logan Stanley is another guy that could figure into that picture. Mark Scheifele centers the first line alongside Kyle Connor and Nikolaj Ehlers. Vladislav Namestnikov centers the second line alongside Cole Perfetti on his left and Gabe Vilardi on his right. Adam Lowry centers the third line with Alex Iafallo on his left and Nino Niederreiter on his right. Rasmus Kupari centers the fourth line with Morgan Barron on his left and Mason Appleton on his right. The Jets still need to re-sign Rasmus Kupari, Gabe Vilardi, Logan Stanley, and Morgan Barron. All are RFAs this season. Looking ahead to next offseason, Mark Scheifele and Nino Niederreiter are UFAs. So is Brendan Dillon, Dylan DeMello, Laurent Brossoit, and the aforementioned Connor Hellebuyck.